One of the things that I've really noticed this year around Veterans Day was the number of times I heard people say to those who were in military service, "Thank you for your service." It's a small gesture, but yet it says so much in those short 5 words. I was in line at the Big Y in Mansfield behind a lady who had a gentleman in front of her wearing a Vietnam veteran's cap, and she said to him, "Thank you for your service." And I found it really touching when she did that, because she explained to the gentleman that her own husband had recently returned from deployment in Afghanistan, and you could tell her greeting to the vet was truly heartfelt. It is so appropriate that we tell the men and women on our armed forces that we appreciate their sacrifices they have made on our behalf. But as I left the grocery store, it occurred to me that we don't need to limit that phrase only to the veterans, but it should be a phrase that fairly easily falls from our lips. Military service is but one expression of service to our nation and our communities. Would it be wonderful if we automatically used that phrase with first responders or teachers or others whose vocation in life is in service of people? What about saying thank you for your service to our mailmen or mailwomen, or the garbage man, or those who care for the homeless and those in need, or to nurses and doctors? Expressing gratitude is something that actually leads to our own well-being. Recent studies help us understand how gratitude is helpful and why it's important to our well-being. Some researchers, Martin Seligman, Robert Emmons, and Michael McCullough, have found the following in their work. Daily discussion of gratitude results in higher reported levels of alertness, enthusiasm, determination, attentiveness, energy, sleep duration, and quality. Grateful people also report lower levels of depression and stress, although they do not deny or ignore negative aspects of life. People who think about, talk about, or write about gratitude daily are more likely to report having helped someone with a personal problem or offered emotional support to another person. Those with a disposition toward gratitude are found to place less importance on material goods, less likely to judge their own or others' success in terms of possessions accumulated, and less envious of wealthy people, and more likely to share their own possessions with others. Emerging research suggests that daily gratitude practices may have preventative benefits in warding off coronary artery disease. In a religious context, many of us were taught as children that if we do good throughout our life, we can earn our way to heaven. In a book I've just recently read called Saving Jesus from the Church, the author makes the point that one of the ways the church has derailed the message of Jesus is that it is focused on good works as a way to get to heaven. If we do good, we'll get our heavenly prize. Yet salvation and advancing God's mission through good works have absolutely nothing to do with each other. This was one of the major points of the Protestant Reformation. One of the criticisms that Martin Luther leveled against the Roman Catholic Church was that it promoted a theology that you could literally buy your way into heaven. Through the sale of indulgences, you could minimize your time in purgatory and earn your way to heaven. The reformers at the heart of the Protestant Reformation taught that we cannot earn our way to heaven by the good works that we do. Salvation comes to us as a free gift by God, and nothing we do in this life can add or change that reality. So why is it that we do good works? We do good works out of a sense of gratitude that God has already gifted us with salvation through the life, suffering, death, and resurrection of Jesus. We are saved through Jesus Christ. We are not safe because somehow we earned our way out there. So this time of year when we turn our minds and our hearts to a sense of giving thanks, maybe our primary goal is not just thanksgiving, but the ultimate goal may be for us thanksgiving. Living a life so deeply infused with gratitude for the life that we've been given here and now. A gratitude so deep that we become transformed into the people of God that He intended us to be. More importantly, as followers of Jesus, we're to live a life of gratitude for the salvation and eternal life that have been already given to us through the life, death, and resurrection of Jesus Christ. Shortly, we will have a service of commissioning of all of you in the various ministries of the parish. It is important for us to recommit ourselves to the work we've been called, and too importantly, as a congregation, to thank one another for our service. So I say to you, the people of St. Peter's, for all that you do, and more importantly, for all that you are to our parish family, thank you for your service. Amen.